Well, where the hell did hot roofs and cold roofs, where did the terms come from?
This is 7 minutes of BS.
Building science with a beat.
I'm Dan Morrison, editor of Pro Tradecraft.
What's going on?
And that is Dr. Joe Stiebrich, but some people call him Joe Listerbuck. Dr. Joe is one of the founders of Building Science Corporation and perhaps the best-known building scientist in North America.
Why don't you just ask me, Joe, where did the terms hot roof and cold roof come from?
Joe, where did the terms hot roof and cold roof come from? They don't make sense to me.
Well, it made sense at the time. Remember, the only option that we had way back when, in ancient history, when my Toronto Maple Leafs were winning Stanley Cups, was attic ventilation. And the idea to ventilate an attic was to make the roof deck cold.
People in the north had ice damming problems, so they wanted a colder roof assembly to prevent the snow melt. People in the south were overheating in their living rooms, and they wanted to exhaust all of that hot air from the attic, hopefully to pull in cooler air downstairs.
And it didn't work out that way because the principal heat transfer is radiation, and venting has very little impact on the radiation exchange.
Even vented attics in the south are hot as hell when you go sit in them.
And so the idea was that if I vent my attic, the attic is going to be filled with cold air because in the winter time the air outside is cold, and so I'm going to have a colder roof when I ventilate.
So far, so good for Yankees.
So that's where the term cold roof comes from, because bringing in outside air makes your attic colder in the wintertime. Now, in the south, we ventilated our attics to get air change in the house.
Using one of those ginormous whole house fans that are like 4 feet in diameter and installed flat in attic floors.
And by doing that, we would take warm air out of the attic, and we were wanting to pull air into the house from through the windows to create air change down below.
So the southern ventilation strategy was to make the house cooler and more comfortable. The northern ventilation strategy was to make the attic cooler, eliminating ice dams.
So ventilation was associated with the term cold.
Neither strategy, though, was intended to make the roof shingles last longer, because
in the south, venting an attic doesn't make the shingles colder.
Because you cannot ventilate radiant heat.
Doesn't make the roof deck colder.
Because you cannot ventilate radiant heat.
The only way you're colder in the south is if you suck air-conditioned air out of your house into the attic, right?
Right. And that's expensive.
What we learned is that the only way you'd actually save any energy and be more comfortable is the outside temperature had to be below 65 degrees.
That sounds like a Vermont summer, but not exactly summer in hot Atlanta.
Then we found that when we started venting our attics up north, we started actually having attic moisture problems.
Instead of an ice problem on the roof, now there were water problems under the roof in the attic, and that seemed to be bringing the problem closer to home.
It was unreal, because the whole idea of venting up north was to solve an attic moisture problem. But attic moisture would only be solved by ventilation up north in poorly insulated attics.
Fortunately for most attic ventilation experts in the 70s, most attics were poorly insulated. Most attics have moisture vapor in them that leaked in from the living space below. In a ventilated attic, cold air is added, which drops the amount of moisture that it can hold, so the moisture condenses on the underside of the roof deck. If the attic is leaky enough, heat escapes the house and tempers that cold incoming ventilation air, which allows the air to hold more moisture and eliminates the condensation problem.
And so we designed the original attic ventilation ratios in cold climates in poorly insulated attics to solve moisture problems.
And ice dams.
And what did we do? We insulated the attics up the yin yang and wazoo, and we didn't get enough energy for the attic ventilation to actually remove moisture. Now, that attic ventilation made the attic very, very cold. And of course, they began to rot because there wasn't energy available to pick up the moisture. So we ended up having to air seal the ceilings.
To remove the moisture source from the attic.
So the approach now in a cold climate is reasonable. You have an airtight ceiling. You put a lot of insulation up there and you ventilate the attic to control ice damming. And that attic ventilation makes that roof cold. So we have a cold roof.
Turns out, it's not that easy to make your ceilings airtight because of all the big and little holes like light fixtures, wall plates, attic hatches, and chimneys.
We found that it was a lot easier to have the roof deck itself, you know, structural deck, to be the air barrier and put the insulation on top of it.
This should be beginning to sound familiar.
What that ended up doing was it made the underside of the roof deck warm.
Because the roof deck is now inside the insulation layer.
So by adding insulation on the top and not venting, it became...
Wait for it.
A hot roof.
Boom.
So we have a cold roof that was ventilated.
And outside the thermal boundary.
And we got into trouble with that, with them actually not working unless we made the ceiling airtight.
Which is difficult to do well.
So we made the deck itself airtight and put insulation on the top of it. And that made the deck...
Hot.
Warm.
Damn it.
So that's where the term hot roof, cold roof came from.
Roof venting was implemented in the north to combat ice dams and in the south to combat uncomfortable houses. Air conditioning attempted to address the comfort problem in the south. By then, the previously attempted solution, venting, was baked into standard construction practice.
Now, where do you have massive problems with venting your attic? Well, if you have air-conditioned ductwork in your attic, humid or hot, humid climate.
And now, the rationale for venting a roof had shifted to shingle life, possibly for nefarious reasons.
It had nothing to do with the temperature of the shingles. What determined the temperature of the shingles was the color of the shingles, what they were made out of, and whether you were in Houston or Minnesota. Now, the folks that marketed bad building science but good marketing were saying, look, we can increase the life of our shingles. We can help increase the life of your shingles by venting the attic because we're going to make it colder. It turned out that that had absolutely no effect, you know, 1 or 2 degrees. And so, the shingle manufacturers, am I allowed to use the word deliberately lied?
You literally just did.
All right. Well, apparently I did. They deliberately lied.
You just did it again.
And then there are people to this day that are saying, oh, yeah, we got to vent the attic. We got to vent the roof to make it cold so that the shingles last longer. Get a light-colored freaking shingle. This is, by the way, not new physics. We've known about this since the 60s.
When physics was invented. Maybe that was the other 60s.
When we started building unvented roofs in cold climates because they're easier to make the ceiling airtight.
To handle the interior moisture.
Rediscovered ice damming.
Damn it.
And so we ended up having to basically put a vented over roof over the unvented under roof.
If that sounds bizarre, that's because it is.
It's kind of bizarre that I take a hot roof technology and put a cold roof over it.
It's like putting a perfect northern roof over a perfect southern roof better together. To summarize, vented roofs work everywhere, always, except for most places most of the time. At least they work in leaky houses owned by people who can afford huge energy bills.
We also have the issue of fire, wildfire.
But that's a topic for another day, because this isn't 45 minutes of BS, it's 7. I'd like to thank my friend, Dr. Joseph Stiebrich, for joining me on this BS journey, and thank you for putting up with it. Don't forget, you get paid for what you do and what you know. And now, you know what a hot roof is. 7 Minutes of BS is a production of the SGC Horizon Media Network.